Good morning. My name is Jane Hiley. Our reading today is Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm 7 years old and sitting in the classroom with my new teacher, Miss Lewis, who had a reputation for being rather scary. And she's making us learn Psalm 121 by heart. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh even from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. It's a strong statement in a strong psalm. There's no insecurity here. It's the same confidence with which my seven-year-old self would watch television. And I'd know that however bad things seem to be getting for the soldiers in the fort, being attacked by the Sioux or the Comanches, all would be well, because in the end, the 7th Cavalry would always turn up to the sound of a bugle and the sunlight flashing on their stirrups. When in trouble, look up to the hills and wait for the cavalry to appear. And it was all the more poignant to me because I lived partway up a hill, and from my bedroom window I could look out and see the grassy slopes almost to the top of the hill. All I had to do when trouble came was to look up, and my help would come. I grew up with a child's trust in God. It wasn't until decades later that I read this psalm in a more modern translation and realized that at the end of the first verse, there is a question mark. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? So now I reflect on that question. From where will the help come? The textual change is a wonderful metaphor for the journey of growing up in faith, from the childhood certainties and security into the questions of the adult who has experienced uncertainties and is asking some serious questions. And suddenly my seven-year-old's confidence seems a little naive. Life is more complex than that. Now, my 70-year-old self asked those questions again with more experience. And yes, my help does come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And I've learned to balance a sort of sliding scale of expectation that the help is going to come in the way that I'm wanting. Because this psalm is not about God making everything all right all of the time. It's perhaps more often about his making things manageable for the strength and ability I have, what I can muster to cope with what life brings. And the type of help I'm expecting may not be what God is bringing me. Over these last weeks, we've heard the stories of heartbreaking separation from loved ones at the end of their lives. And we've heard the laments and exhausted grieving of NHS staff. We've also heard many uplifting stories of self-giving and of recovery from COVID-19. So during these recent events of threat and response, unique in our lifetime, what help has come to us? I suggest that human skillful medical care is one form, as is scientific research and understanding, and the uniting of a somewhat stunned society into caring for each other with support in our fears and our bereavements, with deliveries of food, with phone calls and electronic messages of solidarity. And let's thank God too for the frivolous things that have got us through, the funny video clips and the free entertainment from some of our neighbours. Because whatever the actual agents of these have been, I see God's hand in their provision by kind and generous people. And whilst we thank him for it all, we thank them too for coming to our aid, especially with how to Zoom. Even in the chaos of a pandemic, God is at work through his human agents to bring the help from over the hill. Some psalms are cries of grief and loss. This is one of thankful confidence and trust, and we're given both types of psalm to use in our spiritual lives as appropriate. Today's psalm has this wonderful sense of God's watching over us. He holds me in his gaze and doesn't drop off to sleep and leave me unprotected. He will be like the shade that I need from the hot sun or the shelter I need at night. He will keep me from all evil. He will preserve my soul. He will preserve my going out and my coming in, suggesting my daily pattern of ordinary life, until forever. And I need to hold on to that in today's national, indeed world, crisis, to reflect on God's protection of us as a community, as a species even. But you may be asking, well, why doesn't he just wipe out the virus for us completely? Indeed, why doesn't he just wipe out all the sinners from the face of the earth? Ah, sinners like me, that's the problem. You see, with God, timing is of the essence, and he will work within his own time frame to complete what he chooses to do. And God, the sovereign creator, chose to limit his options when he gave us freedom of choice and then committed himself to us. And this is a psalm of going forward, as our title for today expresses it. And I'm perhaps still looking eagerly at the horizon, at the hilltop, and praying for God's cavalry to come and rescue me or my loved one now, today. So I will keep my eyes on those hills in obedient hope and trust. I will rejoice with the psalmist when that hope grows. I will try to be the help that somebody else is waiting for on the other side of my hill. And I will remember the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, who never abandoned his people, and in Jesus has promised his constant presence with us. I'd like to read you a little poem that was given to me shortly after I started to grow in Christian commitment. Although it's in rather archaic language, I hope the meaning will come through clearly. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when labours increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. Throughout the Bible, people met with God on hills and mountains. Let's lift up our eyes to the hills, ask where our help is to come from, and then wait with patient grace, but not presumption, for what might happen. And let's recognize it when it does come. Take heart. The God who died for us holds us in his hands and in his gaze. What's the Seventh Cavalry compared with that? Would you pray with me, please, as I close? Heavenly Father, thank you for your constant love for us. Give us grace and trust in you to bear the difficult times and rejoice in the wonderful times. Thank you for the care we receive from you through your human agents and from our particular spiritual closeness to you. And may we go forward in trust and confidence this week. Amen.